这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to our program. This is Jules from the Internet, and my name is Debbie. Today we're going to continue the story that we had started in our previous two programs.You know, I keep forgetting how long it takes me sometimes to get through one story. We're working on story number 402, and it's called All Things Grow with Love. Now, if you've never listened to our program before, let me tell you what Jules from the Internet is really about. We like to read you a story, and then we like to go back and we like to give you some words and the spelling of the word,and the meaning of the word, and even the pronunciation of the word. That way that you can learn some English. That's what we hope that you will do, that you will learn English by listening to our program. Another way you can learn English is to practice it. Remember, I keep telling you just about in every program that you have to speak the words in order to really learn how to say them.And to learn what they mean and how to put sentences with that word together. You know, we put all the stories that we read into small little booklets so that you can have them in English. That way you can read them over and over again, and you can practice by reading out loud. That's another really good way to learn English, is to read out loud. Anything that you can find in English,Try and read it, and do it out loud. That's the best way. Well, today what we're going to do is we're going to read the story again so that you can hear the story, and then I'll pick up where I left off on the last program. Unfortunately, if you did not hear the previous program, you might want to jot some of the words down and write to me and ask what they mean, especially if you don't have a dictionary.A dictionary would help you by looking it up and reading it for yourself. But if you don't have a dictionary, you can always jot down the words and write to me and ask, and then I'll be able to write back. At the end of the program today, I will be giving you some addresses that you can write to me so that we can have a letter going back and forth between each one of us. Okay, right now I'm going to read the story for you again. All Things Grow.With love. I once taught in a small private school located within the charming confines of a three-story stone mansion. Each morning at 9 o'clock, all the students gathered in the great room for a metaphysical warm-up in preparation for the day. 53 children, ranging in age from 3 to 7 years,sat on child-sized colorful chairs or in sun-flooded patterns on the thick carpet. Each bright face was illuminated by positive thoughts and feelings as he or she eagerly anticipated the morning's songs, meditations, and explorations into yet another metaphysical cranny of the mind.One morning, the headmistress made an announcement to all the children gathered. Today, we begin a great experiment of the mind, of your mind. She held up 2 small ivy plants, each potted in an identical container. Here we have 2 plants, she continued. Do they look the same?All the children nodded solemnly. So did I, for in this way I was also a child. We will give the plants the same amount of light, the same amount of water, but not the same amount of attention, she said. Together, we are going to see what will happen when we put 1 plant out in the kitchen on the counter, away from our attention,and the other plant right here in this room on the mantel. She placed 1 plant on the white wooden ledge then led the children en masse to the kitchen, where she sat the other plant on the white counter. Afterward, she led the parade of wide-eyed youngsters back to their places in the great room. "Each day for the next month, we shall sing to our plant on the mantel," she said. "We will tell it with words how much we love it, how beautiful it is. We will use our good minds to think good thoughts about this plant." One of the smallest children jumped to her feet. "But, ma'am, what about the plant out there?" She pointed a stubby finger toward the kitchen. The headmistress smiled at all her charges. "We will use the kitchen plant as the control in our great experiment. How do you think it will work?" "We won't speak to it?" "Not even a whisper." "We won't send it any good thoughts?" "That's right. And then we'll see what happens." 4 weeks later, my novice eyes were as wide and disbelieving as the children's. The kitchen plant was leggy and sick-looking, and it hadn't grown at all. But the great room plant, which had been sung to and swaddled in positive thoughts and words, had increased threefold in size, with dark, succulent leaves that fairly vibrated with energy when addressed with song, word, or thought. In order to prove the experiment, and also dry the tears of the tender-hearted among us, who feared for the life of the other plant, the kitchen ivy was rescued from its solitary confinement and brought to the great room to join the other ivy on the mantel, but at the opposite end. Within 3 weeks, the second plant had caught up with the first ivy. Within 4 weeks, they could not be recognized one from the other. I took this lesson to heart and made it my own. All things grow with love. Remember, I told you before, but if you haven't heard, this story was written by a teacher, and it's a true story. The moral of the story, that means the lesson of the story, is about how we can treat each other and how we can make each other better people, can't we? And I'm sure that as we go through it, you'll understand that as we get towards the end of the story and you figure out really what the big experiment was. Well, we had talked about the ivy plants that they were going to put in two different rooms and that they were going to treat them differently, only in the fact that they were going to not talk to one. They were going to feed it the same, give it water, give it the same amount of light, but they weren't going to talk to it and let it hear all the things that these children did in that great room. That was the difference. Well, let's go back to where we finished off in our previous program. We're starting at each day for the next month. This is what the headmistress was telling all those 53 small children. Each day for the next month, we shall sing to our plants on the mantle. Our plant, sorry, there's only one on the mantle, wasn't there? The other plant they had put in a different room. We will tell it with words how much we love it, how beautiful it is. We will use our good minds to think good thoughts about this plant. Well, what does that really mean? Well, for the next month, that means the next 30 or 31 days. That's how many days there are in a month, right? So for the next approximately 30 days, they were going to sing to the plant. You know what it is to sing, to have music. It's not just talking, but you're singing. Well, they were also going to tell it words about how they loved it. They were going to talk to it. Have you ever talked to a plant? You know, lots of people do. And just before I came to my program today, somebody came into my office and there's a plant there. And they came in and they sprayed it with water. They were taking care of it. They were giving it some attention, weren't they? They were giving it a refreshing drink just by coming in and spraying it. I don't remember if she actually said anything. She talked to me. I'm not sure she talked to the plant. But I think there are studies out there that tell us if we talk to our plants, they will respond by growing and being more beautiful. Well, these children were going to tell the plant how beautiful it was. To be beautiful is to really be pretty or nice. And how green it is and how big its leaves were. So how beautiful it was. Let me spell the word beautiful for you. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Beautiful. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Also, the headmistress said, we will use our good minds to think good thoughts about this plant. So they were going to use their brains. Isn't that what a mind is? It's part of your brain. Mind, M-I-N-D. They were just going to think about how nice this plant was. They were going to channel all their nice thoughts toward this plant. Well, one of the smallest children jumped to her feet. A smallest means one of the littlest, probably one of the three-year-olds. Remember in the story it said that they were between 3 and 7 years old. So one of the smallest would be one of the youngest or the littlest. Let me spell smallest for you. S-M-A-L-L-E-S-T, smallest. She jumped to her feet. That means she got up very fast. If you have never seen 53 small children in one room, really find a place where there's lots of children and take a look, because they don't just get up very quietly and very slowly. They jump to their feet, don't they? And that's what this little girl did. She jumped to her feet. She got up very fast. Let me spell jumped for you. J-U-M-P-E-D. Jumped. Well, she said, ma'am, what about the plant out there? And she pointed a stubby finger toward the kitchen. Stubby here means very short. You know, most children have very short little fingers. Sometimes us adults have short fingers too, don't we? But this child had a very stubby finger. And let me spell stubby for you. S-T-U-B-B-Y. Stubby. Well, the headmistress smiled at her charges. Now, that's an expression that means she smiled at all the children that were in her care. So if she's smiling at all her charges, that just means that all the children she had in the room with her. So all her charges. Let me spell charges for you. That may be a different expression that you've never heard before. C-H-A-R-G-E-S. Her charges. Those are all the children that she had in her care. Let me go back, because some of you may not have been here on our program when I spelled headmistress for you. So let me spell headmistress for you. H-E-A-D-M-I-S-T-R-E-S-S. Headmistress. Well, the headmistress said, we will use the kitchen plant as the control for our great experiment. How do you think it will work? Well, a control is one that we aren't testing. It just sits and it grows. So if you are doing an experiment, you always have something that you're working on and you have a control, one that you put there but you don't do anything with. So that was the control plant, the one that was out in the kitchen. Control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L. The one that they weren't testing. It was just going to grow all by itself. It was the control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L. Now, do you remember what experiment meant? It was a test to prove something. They wanted to prove that if they spent a lot of attention and care on this one plant, it would grow better. So that was the great experiment. Let me spell experiment for you. EXPERIMENT. Experiment. Now the children started asking questions. They said, "We won't speak to it?" To speak is to talk, isn't it? So if you're going to speak to something, you're talking to it. Speak. S-P-E-A-K. Speak. Talk is spelled T-A-L-K. Talk and speak mean the same thing. Another child said, "Not even a whisper?" Do you know what a whisper is? It's when you talk very quietly. Did you hear that? No, because I was whispering. To whisper means to talk very quietly. Whisper, W-H-I-S-P-E-R, whisper. It has that W-H in front of it, so let me spell it again. Whisper, W-H-I-S-P-E-R. Well, another child said, "We won't send it any good thoughts?" And it was a question. It meant, aren't we going to think about this poor plant in the kitchen? Aren't we going to send it any good thoughts? And the teacher said, "That's right. We're not going to send it good thoughts. We're not going to talk to it. And then we will see what happens." Happens here means, what is the outcome? What happens is, does it grow? Does it die? What happens to it? What is the plant going to do? Happens. H-A-P-P-E-N-S. Well, 4 weeks later. Remember how many days are in a week? There's 7. And so if there's 4, that means there's about 28 days. So that was about a month. Remember, a month is 30 or 31 days. 28 or 4 weeks later, my novice eyes were as wide and disbelieving as the children's. Now, this is the teacher talking. Remember, she was the one that wrote this. Novice, that's a word that maybe you've never heard before. It means inexperienced. It means the learner or the trainee, the novice eyes, ones that are just learning. And all these children were just learning, weren't they? And they were very young, so they were inexperienced. There's several words here I'm going to spell for you, so let's write them down. Novice, N-O-V-I-C-E, novice. That means inexperienced. So let me spell inexperienced for you also. I-N-E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E-D, inexperienced. Now that means the same as novice, and it means that you're a learner or a trainee, somebody that you're training. Now these children are learning, aren't they? So they're learners. So let me spell learner for you. L-E-A-R-N-E-R, learner. Now, what did all these words mean? They meant novice. So let me spell novice one more time. N-O-V-I-C-E. Well, my novice eyes were as wide and disbelieving as the children's. So if your eyes are wide, that means they're big, they're opened. They're wide, W-I-D-E. And disbelieving means that you did not believe what you were seeing. You weren't sure what you were going to see, but you were disbelieving in the fact that what you saw was amazing. So not believing means the same as disbelieving. D-I-S-B-E-L-I-E-V-I-N-G. Disbelieving, not believing. The kitchen plant was leggy and sick-looking, and it hadn't grown at all. Well, the plant that they had put out in the kitchen, remember, that was the control. It was sick-looking. That means It was ill. It did not grow. It hadn't grown at all, it said. So it did not grow. It just stayed the same as when they put it in the kitchen. To be leggy means that it's spindly. It's maybe got one little vine with a few little leaves on it. That means that it's not got a lot of leaves. It's not bushy. It's leggy. L-E-G-G-Y. Leggy. And sick looking. That just means it looked like it was not healthy. It was ill. But the great room plant, which had been sung to and swaddled in positive thoughts and words, had increased threefold. Wow! One of them looked very bad, and the other one looked wonderful. It had been sung to, that means the children sang songs, and it had been swaddled in positive thoughts. Swaddled. You know, I looked that up in my dictionary, and it says to swaddle something means to have something wrap around you, or wrap around something. So to swaddle something would be, I think of having a small baby, and you swaddle the child, you take a nice warm blanket, and you wrap it around tightly to make that child really warm and snug. So that would be to swaddle something. Well, here they used a plant, didn't they? And they swaddled it in positive thoughts and words. That just means they said nice things to it. Positive means good, doesn't it? So they said nice things to it. They wrapped it up in all these good words and good thoughts. So let me spell swaddled and positive for you. Swaddled. S-W-A-D-D-L-E-D. Swaddled. Now positive means good. P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E. Positive. I'm going to spell them both one more time, just in case you didn't get them. Swaddled. S-W-A-D-D-L-E-D. And positive is P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E. Now the sentence says the kitchen plant had not been looking very good, but the plant in the great room had been sung to and swaddled in positive thoughts and words. It had increased threefold in size. To increase means it had gotten bigger. Increased. Three times the size that it had. That's what it means by threefold. Three times. So if it was 3 inches tall when they put it on the mantle, how tall was it now? 9 inches. It was beautiful. It had grown. It had increased. Let me spell increased for you. I-N-C-R-E-A-S-E-D. Increased. Threefold. Now, threefold is a one word, but it's got two words that make up this one word. So let me spell that for you also. Threefold. T-H-R-E-E-F-O-L-D. Threefold. That just means three times. Now, three times in size made it much larger, didn't it? And it said it had dark, succulent leaves. Succulent. That's a lovely word. It just makes you feel like you're going to eat something, doesn't it? Because it means juicy and thick, fleshy. In this case, it would be leaves, wouldn't it? Because that's what's on a plant. But can you just see that in your mind's eye if you're really hungry and you want something like a peach or a pomegranate or something that is mango, something that you really like, you think of it as juicy and it has lots of flesh that you can eat on it. And that would be succulent. Oh, I can hardly wait. In fact, you know, last night, my husband brought me some peaches. Well, where I grew up when I was a child, we had orchards. That means many, many, many trees growing, and they all had peaches on them. And they were always so juicy and so good. Well, my husband found some at the market, and he brought me some peaches. So last night I ate them, and, you know, I was nasty. I wanted to eat all four, all by myself. But I did share them. I I did leave some for others, but boy, if they walked away from the table and left them on the table, then I would sneak another piece, because I love peaches. So that's what succulent means. S-U-C-C-U-L-E-N-T, succulent. Well, I just looked at my time. We're almost to the end of this story, but not quite. So I have to go to the next program to finish it. So I hope that you will come back for the next program of Jewels from the Internet. Well, you know, I did tell you that I was going to give you an address where you could write to me. So let me do that quickly now before our time is really up. If you're going to write to me, you need to put down to Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at GPO Box 7600 in Hong Kong. Our fax number here is 852, now that's the country code, 852, and the number is 2457-6019. Our email address here is zhaomeng@vohc.com. Let me spell that for you. Zhaoming, zhaoming@vohc.com. We also have a website, and I encourage you to look on it in case there's other things you'd like to look at. www.vohc.com. Thank you for being with me today, but now I do have to go, but I hope you'll come back for our next program of Jewels from the Internet.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 A-I-D-E 艾德 @vohc.cn。 谢谢您今天的收听，再见。